You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, Andy Holding here once again on the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast, taking a look at the traditional fair on at Dundalk on Friday, November the 17th. Once again, a wide open and varied programme here tonight at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Lots of big fields, lots of big-priced sort of 4, 5, 6 to 1 the field handicap. So they're going to take a little bit of fathoming tonight, not more so than that 5:30, the opener, which we'll get straight into. This sprint contest brings together several that have been plying their trade at this level in the last few weeks, such as My Good Brother and Menelek. And I see that those two are quite high up on the list this morning. But they've got particularly trappy draws to overcome in 13 and 14, respectively. So I'm looking at those drawn towards the inside. One would imagine that Toga Verlagov quite quickly drawn his stall through. And that should give a nice toe into the race for Alfred O'Connor, who's drawn two stalls inside him in stall one. He was a bit unlucky here the last day when he was never near a ninth behind Celebrellard's Bay, when meeting all the trouble he could muster all the way down the straight. But given that the time figure of that race was so good, he actually didn't run too badly on the numbers, even in finishing ninth. I'd expect him to certainly go a good deal closer and get a good deal closer to Togaville on this occasion. And prior to that, he was also an eye-catcher behind My Good Brother in a 5 furlong contest, when once again he didn't get the clearest of runs in that particular race. So he's been knocking at the door, David Marnane's 3-year-old, and this time last year he really started to run up a bit of a sequence. So hopefully that run last time out is the catalyst to a good performance here this evening. Odds around about 7-2 this morning. Alfred O'Connor will do for me in the first.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, the 6 o'clock, which is a mile rated contest. I'm going to give a little bit of a shout here to Reckless Lad, who ran over what turned out to be an inadequate 6 furlongs here last time out. That was always going to be the case for Patrick Martin's 7-year-old. I don't really know why he ran him in that race, but either way, he didn't run too bad. He actually came home very strongly. He came home in 33-4 off the corner, which suggests to me this horse is still in amazingly good order for a 7-year-old who's had, unbelievably, 31 runs here at Dundalk. He certainly doesn't get sick and tired of the place. And that run the time before when he won the claimer, beating Midnight Mudcabs and Shawnee and Yamato, etc., was probably one of his better ones of late. So I actually think this horse has got a much better chance than his odds suggest this morning. I see him chalked up at 8-1. But given his love affair for the track, his decent draw and the way he's running, I expect this one to be right in the thick of the action in the dying embers of the race. So Reckless Lad, fairly confident vote there each way in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, and a couple here that I thought would run quite well are Society Ranger and No Approval. Society Ranger has been running over inadequate trips for its last two runs, but has been also catching the eye by the way it's been finished off its race, and suggested once this returns to a mile or a mile and a quarter, we should see a bit more of a positive response. And Shane Duffy, his trainer, has wasted no time in doing exactly that, stepping him up to a mile here. He finished very strongly behind Byron View Lady last time out, and with a decent run through, I'd expect Society Rangers certainly to go close here. But the sneaky one is this No Approval from the Pat Flint and Pat Murphy stable. Now, this horse has yet to win a race in 17 starts, but it's caught my eye on quite a few occasions throughout the summer, this horse. He was an eye catcher at Tipperary back in June, when he probably would have won with a clear run. He also ran quite well 3 starts ago behind Voyager Discovery on ground that he absolutely hated down in Garrod. And his last two runs, I mean, he was lamentable last time out at Ferrier, but once again, soft and heavy ground. This horse just does not want this kind of conditions. He's very much a daisy cutter. He wants a fast surface. And finally tonight, he's going to get his conditions that he likes. The only time he ran here, he finished 3rd behind Power Struggle, quite a decent auction maiden. So if he can reproduce any kind of that form, plus you add on the fact that he's dropped down in the ratings, and he's got a decent £10 climber on, I do think No Approval here is very much the interesting one in the race. So a couple just to get your head around then, in what looks a competitive contest. No Approval and Society Ranger.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and my best bet of the night goes here in the shape of Indian Tomahawk from the Richard O'Brien stable. This horse has been a model of consistency in his last two or three runs, and he managed to get his head in front here, and a deserved one at that is on the 27th of October when he beat Coy Big in a driving finish. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite uphold the form as his old adversary turned the form around with him here when they last met, but it was a ding-dong battle all the way to the line. And it was just the fact that the winner got first run in him more than anything else, which meant to his demise. He's got a nice draw here tonight, much better than what he got last time out when he was drawn in stall 12, stall 3 tonight. And Nathan Cross, I did quite like him as well. He takes a valuable 7 off if you're a weights and measures man. Timmy has got to be of some consideration, considering she comes in good form. I'm not really a massive fan of this weight for Dave. I think he's a wretched character, and he's 0 from 24. He's been favourite 8 on his last 10 runs, and he still hasn't won. He's got a bad draw here tonight, and he's back to a mile, so I couldn't really have him on my mind. So I do think it's between Timia and Indian Tomahawk, but at the prices this morning, make no mistake, Indian Tomahawk makes plenty of appeal, around about 5-1 each way there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, the 7:30, which is a 6 furlong maiden. I do think the drop back in trip here will suit Bella Signora from the Henry de Bromhead stable. Obviously, Henry more associated with his national hunt string, but he does do quite well here on the all-weather surface when he sends the odd one to this venue. And I thought this horse ran really well in what turned out to be a very strongly run maiden, won by Overcoming, who was heavily backed from the Jura Lion stable. Albeit this horse just faded in the latter stages, certainly showed plenty of dash throughout. And like I say, I like the way that she kept on all the way to the finish. Certainly suggested that she's up to winning a race of this nature, in particular when she's dropped back in trip. Available at the back around about 3-1 this morning. I'd take Bella Signora there to beat the front two in the market, War Hero and Snowpatch.
Race number 6.
On to the sixth race then on the card, which is a mile and a quarter handicap coming up at 8 o'clock. And Johan Back is the one I'm going to go with here. I thought this horse ran really well considering two things were against him last time out. It was a mile and a half and he didn't have the visor on, which is a contraption that he's often seen to good effect on this 8-year-old. But he did keep on quite well behind two nice types in the shape of Aleph Shapur and Saga Bolton, certainly suggesting that he's keeping his form well. And if you go back to his run 3 starts ago when he was third behind the rapidly improving Gold Rush and Marshall Jennings in a listed contest, off a mark of 93 here, he surely must go well. And around about 5-1 this morning, Johan Back makes plenty of each way appeal there in the sixth race.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a mile and a half maiden. A lot of these horses have had plenty of chances, particularly Vienna Circle and Rapstar. But I do think Rapstar's got arguably just as good a chance as quite a few here, and is available at a back around about 10-1 this morning. So Anton Rican's 6-year-old makes plenty of appeal, particularly as first of all his stable is going quite well at the moment. And that run the other day behind Commander One comes out really well on the speed figures. I do think that winner from the Adam McGuinness stable is a horse worth keeping on the right side of. And given that this horse kept on quite willingly all the way to the line, one would expect him to run a similar kind of race tonight. And if he does so, that should be good enough to get him there or thereabouts. So Rapstar, each way in the penultimate is where I'm gonna have my pound on in that particular contest.
And the final race.
On to the 9 o'clock then. And once again, a wide open contest to get our teeth stuck into. It's a mile and a half race for horses rated 0 to 65. And the one I'm going to get with here is High Kicker from the Peter Fahey stable. This mare has been rather unlucky not to get ahead in front on the last two or three starts, but she's certainly been knocking at the door. She started her all-weather campaign off with a good fourth behind 6 Silver Lane in a mile and a quarter contest back on the 22nd of September. Then upped in trip, she had the misfortune to bump into the rapidly improving and informed Ben Rumson here 16 days ago. But a repeat of that performance surely would see this horse go very close. Decent draw here tonight as well in stall 4, which means that this horse should save ground in the early part of the race. And it's hard really not to see High Kicker being involved in some way, shape or form there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday, where we're going to be taking a look at a star-studded programme at Punchestown, of course, featuring two Grade 2s, the Cragstown Novice Chase, the Florida Pearl, and the big one, the Morgiana Hurdle. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.